looking for the right strategy in these markets that go down and then they go way up. Not quite up as much as they went down yesterday, but
a roller coaster.
A lot of people will take it. This volatility introducing a lot of different elements into the market. We have a lot of questions for Dave Harden. He is Chief Investment Officer of Summit Global Investments, looking after more than $1 billion. He joins us on the phone from Salt Lake City, Utah. And it's great to talk to him in part because his large cap equity fund is beating just about everybody, even in this very tricky market.
This Dave, month, this year, and over the past 5 years.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Dave, just top line, what's your sort of one takeaway thought about this market we're living in right now?
Well, thanks for having me again on your program. Glad to be here. The thought is, it's still in front of us, right? The cases of infection in the U.S. are still rising.
Yeah.
So COVID-19 is not over for the U.S. It may be for China. They may be in the crux of it in Italy. But for us, it's still in front of us. And so capitulation yesterday and being up today, thank heavens, that's great. But I don't think it's done. Glad to hear Trump's man on board. Glad to hear Congress is out. But oil, you know, we made moves to get out of oil and COVID exposure back in January. So people that are doing it now, they're a little bit late to the game, but maybe better late than never.
So let me just ask you, the S&P 500's down now with today's rally, not quite 15% from the February 19th high in the market. How much of that is virus related in your view? How much of, or that almost 20% bear market correction, how much of it was related to the virus? How much of it was related to, man, we've got an expensive market?
Well, definitely, you got to attribute some to expenses, right?
Yeah.
You got to look at some of the valuations that were out there, whether you think, like, for example, Amazon at 82 PE or whatever. So some of that's out there. But the reality is people are selling, and the selling has accelerated not because of valuations. They have sold because, hey, listen, no one's traveling. The airlines are cutting back. No one's going on cruises. These are the things that are really affecting our outlook going further. Great companies with great metrics, they're saying, hey, we know things are bad. Other companies with not so great metrics, they haven't told you, but trust me, they're not looking good either. So I think that most of this can be attributed to the virus, except for Monday. Now, right. Monday has to be attributed somewhat to oil, right?
Right. Good point.
And so where do you buy here, Dave? What are you adding?
I think from our standpoint, and we added up on this in January, but I still think it's a great buy is Clorox. I don't know about you, but I've used more Clorox in the last month.
Oh, good Lord. You should see us when we come into the studio. It's just like a bath in Clorox.
Jason and Kelly, the hazmat version. That's what it is.
That's right. So this has changed, right? You can look at all the numbers you want on Clorox. It's P of 27, et cetera, but all that's passed. Now, behaviors change. Everybody's buying Clorox. It's a new, it's a growth market now.
It's going to be a staple.
Forget about the virus. It's a staple growth right now. So we're bullish on Clorox. We have been for a long time. It's one of our major holdings, and so I'm really bullish there.
Did you buy more?
Oh, absolutely. Especially when the market drops, right? It just goes on sale a little bit, and we pick it up some more.
Want to ask you about a name that I think is one of your top holdings, and keep us honest here, that came up yesterday, and that's Flowers Foods. This is a bread company, right?
It is. This is I think of it as a dessert company, and they get a good portion of their revenues from Walmart.
Okay.
Right? So it's dependent upon, I think, a lot of shoppers still shopping, which is concerning given the virus, and the sweet tooth of America's, which probably isn't going away. And behavior's not changing. So I think this is a really good opportunity. They have a great growth strategy, and it's something that's really been performing well. And so we're happy to be in that and continue to be in Flowers.
What else have you added to, especially in the market sell-off when things are on sale?
Yeah, so one of the positions that we like, and we've liked it for a while, we talked about it last time I was on your program too, was Zoetis, which is a pet company, right? We all have our dogs and pets. We've talked about this. Congress is not doing anything right now around pharmaceuticals for pets. And guess what? We're still spending money there. So this is a company when the market sells it off, we feel like it's a good opportunity to pick up some more of that. We like Zoetis long term and definitely see good opportunity there for some buys.
The amazing thing, and I think I mentioned this the last time we talked, it's a $63 billion company.
Right. Well, this was insane. This was the spinoff. Was it from Pfizer or?
It was.
Yeah.
And and they're one of their largest clients still. So right. This is a really good opportunity. There are some people that are entering the space. There's some long-term things, but every company has to deal with
it. I got
to
say, in our house, too, it's just like, okay, wait, Scouts Medicine. All right, we make sure, you know, we don't run out or, you know, because you've got to give them their different, you know, heartworm and all those things. And it's like, all right, make sure you've got it ordered.
I want to come back as Scout.
The whole world wants to come back as Scout.
Good Lord. All right, and actively avoiding here, Dave, what are you looking at?
I think you still have to avoid the virus right now, right? So we sold Nike and Starbucks and McDonald's, which are great management teams, in January. We sold Apple back in the first week of February. These are great companies, but I think you still have to avoid some of those. But especially, you have to avoid travel exposure, talking airlines, cruise ships, et cetera, and people that sell into those type of companies. And lastly, energy. Energy is something we've had zero energy across our portfolio for now, going on almost 3 months. And listen, we have 90,000, it's estimated for 2020, 90,000 less barrels of oil per day from demand. So it's good.
Avoid that. All right, Dave Harden, great to catch up with you. Really enjoyed it. Chief Investment Officer of Summit Global Investments.